Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com. I'm Pastor Greg, and I welcome you to our study of the crucifixion of Jesus in Luke chapter 23, verses 26 through 43. And the conclusion of this two-part study can be found at our website, BBFOhio.com. You'll also find our contact and donation information there, as well as the live stream video player Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Just go to BBFOhio.com, and when we go live, that player begins to play. The website, again, is BBFOhio.com. And now we begin with a current events update, and then our study of the crucifixion of Jesus in Luke 23, 26 to 43. This is part one of two.
The current events update. Number one, the U.S. House Parental Rights Bill. Have you heard about this? They'll probably have a veto because we have a Satanist in the White House, but they'll then have to override the veto. But it's to make sure that parents are not being left out of the loop when their children are going to school and claiming to be transgender and then taking puberty blockers or going to Planned Parenthood and getting abortions and all those sorts of things. The Orwellian Democrat Party doesn't want parents to know what their children are doing. And this is a bill to put a stop to that kind of nonsense that's going on. And these Democrat, and we always say progressives, liberals, there's progressives in the Republican Party like the Mitch McConnells and those kind of people are just as bad. But they are perverted, or we just call them perverts, the reprobates. And they twist everything like Satan does. And Chuck Schumer came out and said that this bill to give parents the right to know what their children are doing is Orwellian. That's exactly what they're doing is Orwellian. The Orwellian state takes all power from the parents. That's what the Democrat majority is trying to do right now. What their agenda is Orwellian. Silencing you on social media is Orwellian. Telling you what to think and say is Orwellian. Canceling you if you speak the truth of God's word is Orwellian. They should change the Democrat Party name to Orwellian Satanists. Because that's exactly what they've become. It's just amazing. It drives me absolutely crazy living in this twilight zone we're in right now. But these Democrat liars totally misrepresent the content of the bill. And it's just amazing the lies that they spew.
House Republicans making good on a major campaign promise today. The House just last hour passing the Parents' Bill of Rights. They argue it gives parents more say in their children's education, but Democrats, they don't agree. And just listen to the outrageous claims that they made about the bill on the House floor yesterday.
Don't we want our children to know that slavery was wrong as I fight against slavery today that still exists?
Bills like this make schools more hostile, and make no mistake, it results in hate, bigotry, and yes, sometimes death of our students.
How pathetic, how dreadful, how disgraceful. We want to terrorize the very people who love our children. Our teachers are sacrificial lambs.
When we talk about progressive values, I can say what my progressive value is, and that is freedom over fascism.
Green MAGA Republicans don't want the children of America to learn about the Holocaust.
They're claiming that none of this has anything to do with the reality, that those who are trying to pass this bill don't want kids to know slavery was wrong. They don't want kids to learn about the Holocaust. I mean, they just make it up. I mean, it doesn't matter what the facts are, what reality is. It is satanic. And it's just amazing. We have a major political party with reprobates like this guy in charge.
Yep.
Wicked, lying reprobates.
Yep.
And yes, Mitch McConnell's one of them. He's fell down and cracked his head and may never return, they say. And I didn't wish that on him, but that would be good for the Republic.
Right.
I'd like to see about two or three dozen others crack their head and have to retire. Because it would be better for the Republic if they went into a nursing home. Starting right with the White House. And wicked Joe Biden and wicked Kamala Harris and wicked, you know, all these guys. Mitt Romney. I mean, these guys are just wicked people. So the typical news report goes like this. Books bans and gag orders. The U.S. schools cracked down. No one asked for. I'm sorry, but millions of parents are asking for it. They're asking for a crackdown in all the homosexual perverts putting their materials in our schools and exposing our children to their sexual wickedness. Their perverted sex is what they're trying to push on our children. I am just amazed that any parent with children in public schools isn't screaming and yelling right now. The queers are trying to pervert your children. That's real life. Has nothing to do with politics. To hell with politics. I'm not talking about politics. I'm talking about souls of children being perverted by sodomites.
Amen.
It should be riots in the streets of people with children. This queer, few parents are demanding censorship. Maybe in San Francisco, but in the rest of the country, parents are demanding censorship of homosexual sex in their schools. There you go. Don't tell me he's not a queer. That's the homos, whatever they call themselves, who wrote that article. He's a pervert with an agenda to get your children. And I'm sick of all the pussyfooting around by Christians. Call them what they are.
Amen.
Quit bootlicking the sodomites. Have as much courage as they have. Get in their face just as much as they get in yours. And I have a feeling if I keep doing this, those of you who stand with me, we're going to be few standing against all this. Because most of the parents in this country are either too lazy or cowardice to stand for their own children. They're so concerned with everybody liking them. They want to be liked. It's just sickening that that kind of guy gets to make the agenda. It's just beyond me. There's a real American from Texas named Chip Roy.
Again, the facts are completely irrelevant to my colleagues on the other side of the aisle. Completely irrelevant. Introduced in the record a little while ago with a story from December, again trying to perpetuate this myth about book banning. And again, the context here matters that we're talking about legislation in this body to just ensure that parents know what's in the libraries and what's in the curriculum. It does nothing more. Yet that's the great offense. But in trying to perpetuate this myth about federal perpetuation of so-called book banning, and let me be clear, yes, some local jurisdictions are removing certain books. Absolutely. And God bless them for it. Books about explicit sex acts. Let that hang out over the chamber. No, I do not want America's children to have to be subjected to that kind of terrible indoctrination in the schools. Absolutely not. And parents should be empowered to stop it. But instead, they want to perpetuate this myth. The facts are true. February 17, 2023, I will ask that this be introduced into the record. The books about Roberto Clemente and Hank Aaron from the Essential Voices Collection are among approximately 10,000 books that have been reviewed and approved through the new state-required book review process. The fact is, there was a purchase of 1,300 books from Perfection Learning. The current effort to review all media center and classroom library books, which is now required under state law, was reviewed, completed, Those books were not banned. And as I said earlier, there are on average 13 to 14 books about Rosa Parks per school in Duval County. Those are the facts. That is the truth. This is a complete misrepresentation designed to scare people when in fact we want to empower parents and provide sunshine for the American people to protect their kids.
They were telling people that they're banning books about Hank Aaron and Rosa Parks. They're liars. They just make any lie they can to try to shoot down any effort to protect parental rights. It is the spirit of Lucifer. The Democrat Party is a satanic cult. Everybody you know who is an unashamed member of the Democrat Party is backslidden. Have the courage to tell them, shame on you, just like you would anybody involved in the Nazi Party and the Communist Party of the past. Shame on you. Shame on you for what you're helping to do to our country. Number two, persecution just happens also increasing. Isn't that a coincidence? Persecution Watchdog warns of striking parallels with communism, American leftist restrictions. The same people I'm talking about who are trying to pervert our children with their homosex are also using communist tactics to persecute those who stand against them. And this is from somebody who was an expert who tackles Christian persecution, sounded the alarm this week on parallels he sees between Western nations' tactics and crackdowns perpetuated by the Chinese Communist Party known as CCP. Bob Fu, president of China Aid, a group that monitors persecution, said similarities in the playbooks used by U.S., he's talking about leftists, and China are striking, particularly when exploring how the West handled COVID-19 restrictions. COVID was a test. America flunked. The only thing they found out with all the COVID communism was that there is still a sizable portion of us who are going to tell them to go jump into the lake of fire.
Amen.
But they also saw that the mass majority are sheeple. Just blind, stupid followers of the blind. Jesus spoke against that, folks. I'm a Christian. Well, then follow Jesus.
Amen.
Don't be a blind follower of the blind.
Amen.
Oh, sorry. Quote, the similarities are very, very striking between the Chinese communist way of persecution and the American leftist way of restriction and even discrimination. Quote, it is very shocking and horrible to see American society's transformation evolving from its constitutional basis. End quote.
Yep.
This is how brainwashed they've got everybody. Do you realize that the miscarriages since the COVID shot came out, miscarriages have gone up, and this is according to statistics that I don't have on hand. I'll try to remember to have it next time. 4,000%. 4,000% increase in miscarriages since the COVID shot. You don't hear that on your news, which is why you shouldn't watch it. You're being, they call it programming for a reason. You're being programmed.
Yep.
And then number three, this is pretty interesting. Babylon Bee, little update. There was a story last week, how many, this is satire, I don't know how many of you don't know, Babylon Bee is satire, and yet they gave 10 examples of where their satire became true. They were making fun of things, and our left wing in this country is so deranged that they actually fulfilled the satire. But here's just an example. Democrats vow to arrest as many political opponents as it takes to defeat fascism. Let that sink in. Fascists arrest their political opponents. That's how they win. That's how they operate. And that's the modus operandi of the Democrat Party. The January 6th people that are still in jail, their attempt to lock up Donald Trump, and all the other things they're doing is to, they're fascists who project fascism on their political enemies. Man leaves the 99 Bible verses that contradict him to go find the one that doesn't. Again, that's what it's like talking to the left in this country. They love to quote a Bible verse here and there. They ignore the 90 and 9 and go find that one. Colin Kaepernick sues adoptive parents for $21 million in reparations. Those poor people. You know, they were really good to him. And he's out there bad-mouthing them and stuff. Anyway. Fox News ratings plunge after hiring a non-blonde anchor with no cleavage. I think that's what probably happened if they did. To compete with Space Force, Democrats proposed Space IRS.
The innocent blood betrayed. Jesus of Nazareth was crucified. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. From the cross, Jesus made the crime. They parted his garments among them. A darkness fell over all the earth. Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, he cried, and then said, I thirst. At the cross, they heard the cry. Who was this man? They called Jesus Christ. Cried to God under the dark sky. Who was this man? Why should he die? From the cross, he showed compassion on his mother and on his friend. Woman, behold thy son, behold thy mother. And John cared for her till the end. Crucified between two criminals, one repented, believed in Christ. He said to the man, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. At the cross, they heard the cries, who was this man? They called Jesus Christ, that could promise a sinner paradise. Who was this man? Why should he die? It was a day like no other day, the day that Jesus died. It is finished, he cried with a loud voice. His soul was satisfied. His work now complete. He laid down his life on his own. Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. Then Jesus gave up the ghost. Truly this was the Son of God, the Roman centurion said. They laid Jesus in a rich man's tomb, it was sealed, but he rose from the dead.
We're going to break the reading into two like we did last week. We begin with what you've heard called the Via Dolorosa. And that's the sorrowful way is what that means. And Jesus on his way to the cross. Luke 23, beginning verse 26. I'm going to read through verse 31. And I'll have you read the odd verses with me, so I'll begin in verse 26. And as they led him away, they laid hold upon one Simon, a Cyrenian, coming out of the country, and on him they laid the cross, that he might bear it after Jesus. And there followed him a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus, turning unto them, said, Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming in the which they shall say, Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bear, and the paps which never gave suck. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, Fall on us, and to the hills, Cover us. For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry? Amen? So we're following the text, but we've given you this timeline of Passover and Crucifixion Day. And it's available again at our website, bbfire.com, and you can download it there. And we're approximately right here, 9 a.m. It's the third hour of the day, and we've just discussed, and hopefully you've gotten that where you can see. If you look straight up, you'll see sunrise is when the day begins daytime. So it's the third hour of the day. Now, the actual full day begins evening and the morning are the first day, like Genesis chapter 1. And so the evening has already passed. We've gone verse by verse through all of that and come down now to the day. We also parallel with Mark 15:25, and it was the third hour, and they crucified him, which would be 9 a.m. So after being up all night and nearly beaten to death, that's where Jesus is right now. Verse 26, and as they led him away, this is after he's been beaten and mocked and questioned and all that, they laid hold upon one Simon, a Cyrenian. Now, that Simon of Cyrene, which in modern-day Libya, is in North Africa. How many of you know where Libya? You might have heard of Benghazi, where Hillary Clinton, under Obama, was the Secretary of State, and they allowed our people to be slaughtered. And no one was ever prosecuted for it, just like Ashley Babbitt's killer and others, where the government, your criminal government, kills people and no one has to answer for it. I mean, that started way back to, there's been many examples, but one of the biggest ones is Waco, where our government killed what they called a Branch Davidian cult. Yeah. Well, we disagreed with their theology, but we didn't want them murdered. And Janet Reno and the people who were responsible for that under Bill Clinton were never prosecuted. No one got in trouble. The same thing is going to happen here with Jesus. The government will kill an innocent man and no one's going to get in trouble. And so here's this Simon of Cyrene, an African from Libya, is now going to carry that cross. He says, coming out of the country, and on him they laid the cross that he might bear it after Jesus. So he was following Jesus. Jesus was walking toward the place of crucifixion. And verse 27, and there followed him a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him. And people point that out and say, well, the Bible says a great company of people and of women, like women aren't people. Well, that's better than our generation. Our generation is replacing women with men dressed up like women. But the reason it words it like that is because when you counted a crowd, you go back.